You know, there's a lot of people, maybe you're going into work getting near the local gas station when you usually stop at to get gas, and then you change your mind and say, running kind of late, I'll do it on the way home. Might be a mistake. Do that now. The way price of gas keeps going up, how fast it's going, it might wind up paying nickel, maybe more per gallon if you wait till the end of the day. Experts saying the price of gas, really no relief in seeing it increase until maybe later in the summer, and that's only if the Gulf Coast doesn't get hit with any hurricanes that can knock out oil production. You have increased summer travel, lifting of COVID restrictions in places like China, for example. The demand is up, supply is down, price goes up. It's really, really as simple as that. I mean, yeah, you can accuse oil companies of not looking for oil or sitting on oil, which is totally missing the point. Just think if you were running a business. The higher the price of something, the more profitable it is to go get it, to present it, and get more on the market. So where's the benefit by holding back when, in this case, for example, oil is hovering around $120 a barrel versus a couple of years ago it was $65 a barrel? Had Goldman Sachs this past week predicting crude oil could see as high as $135 a barrel in the second half of this year, which is really one of the primary reasons why the price of gas is what it is, because the foundation for gas manufacturing is it comes from crude oil. That's the raw material from which gas is refined. So if you think back to 2020 when oil was about half it is now per barrel, yes, you remember those gas prices back then, a lot more user-friendly, were they not? Since then, global oil demand has come roaring back. Global oil output has been slow to recover from the cuts that OPEC and a lot of other energy companies put into play. Believe it or not, the U.S. is still a net exporter of oil. Granted, we're not sending as much overseas now as maybe a year ago, but keeping that thought in mind, it does give a little time, at least, to reinvigorate exploration on oil leases the oil companies have. Getting back to what influences the price of gas, of course, it's the taxes, state tax, local tax, federal tax, levied on a gallon of gas. Now, some states, yeah, they've done gas tax holidays. Those reductions haven't done much to keep the average price of gas from hitting new records, only kept the increases from being more than they've been. Remaining factors that control gas prices, you can have the cost of refining crude into gasoline and other fuels, transporting it to stations by either pipeline or truck, marketing it. I guess that would be buying new digital signs for the gas stations after they use them so much, they short circuit and blow out. You have transportation, too. You have to factor that into the price of gas. So, in effect, the high price of gas is causing the high price of gas via the transportation costs. So it seems like the most rapid solution is supply and demand. The less demand, the greater the supply, lower the price. And if you're thinking of a gas holiday in New Jersey, forget about it. Murphy argued that losing that revenue through a gas holiday in the state would delay and drive up the cost of infrastructure projects. He said in an interview, the challenge in New Jersey is that it is constitutionally tied to infrastructure. So if we pull the gas tax, we stop the infrastructure investment. And then when you restart it, it costs more money. He also said we have rainy day money, but the amount of money it would cost us is more to restart these programs. Cost would come right out of taxpayers' pockets. And, of course, he has a budget due at the end of the month. Murphy said that he's highly confident we'll get to historic savings for New Jersey residents. This as the state, miracles of miracles, well, through a variety of means, not just fiscal responsibility within the state, is sitting on a multi-billion-dollar mountain of money that was not just created through federal money coming in the various COVID-19 financial packages. There was also an explosion in tax revenue coming into Trenton. If Murphy won't use any of that money to cover a gas tax holiday, even for a short period of time, kind of makes you wonder, what does he want to spend it on?